Hare Krishna. Japa Book, Chapter 10, Part 2. Becoming a Servant of the Holy Name. What does it mean to become a servant of the Holy Name? Srila Prabhupada was such a great servant of Krishna's name because he fulfilled the desire of the Holy Name and of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the Holy Name be spread throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada exemplified incredible dedication to this service. And Srila Prabhupada saw everything else he did as part of this main service. So we too can remain consciously aware how our services are either directly or indirectly connected to serving Krishna's holy name and spreading its glories. Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita 18:57, Chaitasa sarva karmani mai sanyasya matpara buddhi yogam upashritya machita satatam bhava. And all activities just depend on me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. Don't let Maya divide serving the holy name from serving Krishna, the person. The materialistic mind is so clever that it will turn, quote, service into work. Service should not become a, quote, job, which is part of our career. It should remain seva, our devotional offering. Krishna states in the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that devotees can offer flowers, fruits, and water. But what do these particular items mean in and of themselves? Does Krishna need flowers? They may have a beautiful fragrance, but when offered, they assume still more significance because they become the external manifestation of our devotional appreciation. When someone presents us with a rose, we take it as a gesture of affection. The rose is only the external manifestation of internal affection. While it's possible to make mechanical offerings in which one never gets past the external ritual, we want to deepen our internal devotion to imbue real meaning to the external gesture. Serving the holy name is the same. Chanting a fixed number of rounds is an external manifestation of a desire to express love for Krishna. If we want to deepen the significance of our gesture, we have to bring Krishna and our Nam Seva together. Krishna tells us to be fully conscious of him in whatever we do. Quote, fully conscious of me, end quote, means that we approach him as servants performing seva. Chanting or anything else we do is not our work or even our devotion. It is our devotional service, the external gesture of our internal desire to please him. If we want to find depth, we have to surrender to our service. Neglecting the mind in order to serve. Neglecting the mind in order to become absorbed in seva was how Srila Prabhupada and his own Guru Maharaj trained their disciples. Srila Prabhupada wanted everyone to be engaged, and he considered the idle mind a, quote, devil's workshop. He kept us busy. In a similar mood in regard to book distribution, Srila Prabhupada gave his Western disciples the perfect mantra, quote, double it. No matter how many books were distributed, the next year the amount was to be doubled and doubled again the year after. This mantra is applicable in other services, in other areas of service. But Srila Prabhupada didn't want to make this increase while leaving Krishna out of the equation. We were to, quote, double it for him. Therefore, whatever our service, we should not let it become our work or simply the source of our maintenance. Regardless of our position in life, we should offer our endeavor to Guru and Krishna. Aspire to give them pleasure. Devotion has to enter deeply into the consciousness. For this to occur, we must neglect and become disobedient to our ever-shifting, always grasping, forever lamenting materialistic mind. Nothing other than devotion to Krishna will satisfy us. Hare Krishna. That's the end of chapter 10 of the Japa book. Hare Krishna.